Welcome to Real Money with Lisa Chastain. Over the next hour, you will hear from leading industry experts how to establish financial confidence and freedom. Her guests will motivate and inspire you to make those financial decisions that you have been thinking about for weeks and maybe even years. Now, here's your host, Lisa Chastain.
I'm here. Right here on the radio. Gail and I, my guest, we're hitting the table. We are here. We are now. And we have a great show. Actually, we don't have anything planned for the show other than amazing conversation. So I'm so grateful you're here. We are celebrating our official 1 year anniversary of this show with a guest. This time last year, it was me and Gail in a different situation. I was at home. You were at home on our computers. And now we have this beautiful setup in our office. And hi.
Very good to be here. And it's good to be back 1 year later.
So great. Mm-hmm. So great. So much to talk about. So for my listeners, we're grateful you're here always, in gratitude. We extend that to you for spending your time with us. And Gail is one of three or four of my closest friends. I have this core group. I talk about the core group and what I teach actually in our seminars, in our classes, in our world. It's like you can really, you can only do so much and it all connects to money, but having a core group of people, having your VIPs is really, really important. And as I've aged, and for me, it's gotten even more important. And I know for you the same. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you're in my core.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So Gail and I walk on Sundays, not every Sunday. Yesterday morning we were walking, and I want the feel of this show to be more like that, like just girlfriends talking. Mm-hmm. And do some reflection on our show last year, even, and where you were last year and where I was last year and how much growth we've had together. So do you want to introduce yourself to our newer listeners who maybe didn't hear? If you want to hear our show, actually, Gail's show last year was called Broken Budgets. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go back and hear Gail's story, it's a great story. We're not going to rehash the story today, but you can go back and listen to that. What was it? Where was it? Oh, it's one of the most listened to shows that we have because people want to know about budgets. And I think people are interested to hear about, okay, how do budgets break? So the promo for today's show was, I hate budgets. But also you're learning to embrace them and utilize them very differently in your world. So I thought we could give the listeners a bird's eye view of how you're making that work and how you and Swifty are making it work, and just open up the conversation and let it take us wherever it's going to go.
I think that you just said Swifty probably stops people in their tracks because they're like, who's that? Mm-hmm. What is that? That is my husband. His name is Dan Swift. And I've called him Swifty since college when we met. So he's been called lefty, swiney, swappy, a lot of different things. And we've been married for 25 years. And it's been a journey financially. Mm-hmm. We went through another financial class at year 12 when I thought then we had all the answers and had it all figured out, and we didn't. So similar to when I walked in here and we recognized that this whole dance of fits and starts, mm-hmm. stops and starts is what life is all about. Mm-hmm. And we learn and we continue to grow. One of the things that has been on my mind with the budget that, yes, I've learned to adapt to. And last year when I was on the show, I know we talked about it a little bit, and I know we talked about what it took to get there and the pain that we both went through to get that budget and accountability for us in place. What I have recognized over the year, this past year, is that when I'm feeling small, I'm feeling scared, I'm feeling emotional, I recognize I go back to my old habits of pointing fingers. Mm. And we have both taken responsibility for our actions. That's one of the things that—
You and Swifty.
Yes, mm-hmm. that makes this work, is that we've both said we are responsible for our own spending, our own actions. We see the budget. And I do recognize in the last year, a couple of times I have started to point the finger and ask in an accusatory way why he spent this or why this happened. And I was doing the same thing, maybe just not in the same way. Mm-hmm. And I recognized that, oh my goodness, like, that's like, so what's behind that? What's behind that? Because there's always something behind it. And looking into that is almost the next journey.
It is the next journey.
Right. What's behind the behavior?
Right. Right. That's not easy to do.
I know.
It's not easy to do. And with couples, so Gail and I are both married. Mm-hmm. Gail's been married 20, would you say 25 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
25 yes. years. Jimmy and I will be married for 4 years in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That time flies.
Yeah. In a blink.
Wow.
And I would imagine for a lot of our listeners, they're in committed relationships or relationships financially. And that really resonates. Mm-hmm. And both having different journeys. I know I had a much different journey with my first husband than with Jimmy, but Jimmy's going to be on the show Valentine's weekend.
Great.
We're going to talk about how we navigate money.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
I know. And what I love about having you on the show is that we can just be honest. We can just be honest. And even though I'm a quote unquote financial expert, mm-hmm. you know, I still have my shit. And I call my girlfriends like, what the?
Yes.
What's going absolutely. On? And that I think that's super refreshing for the listeners to know, like, hey, you know, we've done a lot of work and there's still always work to do.
Yeah. I love that about you. Mm. I love that authenticity and you're real and you've got it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So for you this year, I should have gone back and re-listened to the show before you were here, but you and Swifty had more even recently started this journey of you taking control of the finances, you and Swifty working through consistency, yeah. meeting on Saturdays.
Yes.
You have your Saturday date. This is a good idea for any of you who are looking to make changes financially in your relationship in particular. Having a regular sit-down conversation is really important. Mm-hmm. We don't do that in my household. Mm-hmm. And you and Swifty do. What has been the most valuable thing about that for you this year? Even though you've renegotiated, and I know you've shared stories of canceling it and having feelings about not honoring commitment to time, mm-hmm. even, right? Mm-hmm. What comes up thinking about the journey that you two have been on and creating consistency in that way this year?
I know this, there is a connection between consistency in relationships. And I don't want this to happen to us again. Mm-hmm. It was just as much my responsibility as it was his,
right.
What happened before. This is. It is kind of morphed. It's a financial meeting we have every Saturday morning at 7. And we also go through a couple's book about emotions, coincidentally, that same day and for 30 minutes. The financial meetings are just going into the details of the categories, making sure that the dollars are accounted for and they're in the right spot. And things happen. Our kids are older and money is flowing in and out with transfers. We want to be able to identify what that is. So it's literally just putting a name to the dollars and making sure we're on the same page. The consistency, it's on both of our calendars. And we have missed probably a couple of them on both ends. That's happened. And it's a habit. It's mm-hmm. a habit now. We expect it to be there. And I would say that it started out pretty forceful. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we have to do because I'm not going to go down that road again. Excuse me. And it has morphed into something that we look forward to because we make a little date out of it. We have coffee together or we go for a walk. We take our dogs for a walk. We have our financial meeting and then we read our book. And it has... I would say the voices are low when we're in that meeting, Lise. Like, the voices are low and they're calm mostly. Mm-hmm. And it's a chance for us to hold ourselves accountable. And I would say we're just so thankful. Honestly, that's the first thing we do before we meet is we actually pray and say what we're thankful for. because we have so many blessings and we're just so thankful that we have the provision and we want to be able to use it right and wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And that acknowledgement before the meeting sets the tone.
Yeah, it does.
For us.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good takeaway, a good nugget, mm-hmm. is for couples who want to work on your relationship with money. It can be as simple as committing to just show up.
Right.
And I know you and Swifty, you use the YNAB app.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about what that is and how you utilize it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's all Swifty. Like that YNAB thing.
Yeah.
If it were me, that wouldn't work.
No. We're going to talk about Colby later. talk about why.
That scares the bejesus out of me. Like the YNAB thing.
Ugh.
It's, I mean, for me, it's just tough. Like
yeah.
It's so detailed and there's so many lines and he's the one that reconciles. So he reconciles first and then we meet and I come in and kind of the overview, right?
Okay.
'Cause I'm the big picture person.
Yeah.
So he definitely knows all the ins and outs of YNAB. What I like about that particular vehicle or mm-hmm. tool for mm-hmm. us is it allows me to place the money in advance and not behind the scenes. So it's in advance. We plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can see things happen because we both have the app. And so when we do purchase something, we can see that the other one has, the other one just got gas and I got gas. So we know where everyone's at.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like it, but it is way too detailed for me.
I couldn't do it.
I know. I if it weren't for him, I wouldn't do it either.
I have a lot of couples who use Mint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother does that.
Intuit, and they're still confused.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Because it is, it's like a lot of reconciling and a lot of money movement. And I think that's the reason that I hate quote unquote yeah. traditional budgets.
Yeah.
Is that they are very, very detailed and categorized. And my brain is like, I'm not
right.
doing it.
So when it helps for us that in YNAB, we have week 1, 2, 3, and 4
mm-hmm.
for the month. And then there are the bills that come out of those weeks and they're all pretty even,
mm-hmm.
which helps because he's on a fixed income. It's mm-hmm. not commission based.
Yeah.
So that helps with bills. And then we can regulate the bills and get on a payment plan. So it's consistent.
Yeah.
It's the same thing every month, but our variable expenses, I know I've talked to you about this. We actually have them in order of importance.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
I told you this, right?
Yeah.
So there are six or seven variable expenses. And just a couple of months ago,
variable expense categories.
Yes. Variable expense categories.
Okay.
And just a couple of months ago, we were going through a bit of a time financially. And I said, you know, we need to categorize these in order of importance. So we voted on our top ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we staggered. So his top one and then my top one or vice versa. Like, and so it's food and auto, like food and gas.
Yeah. Needs and first.
Absolutely. And then like Dan spend, Gail spend,
mm-hmm.
which we both found interesting how important that is.
We talked about that.
Yes.
And setting that up. It really is.
Yeah.
Can you explain it to our listeners what that means? So I guess I'll background
yeah,
it. I see this happen a lot in marriages and even just households that aren't married, but your finances are commingled, is that it feels like a tug of war financially. Because you're spending out of one pot, you're not really tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when one person spends something, it's like World War III mm-hmm. or any emotion, you name it, kicks up. And then you don't have women in particular. I'll say this is for my women listeners, is that you're not giving yourself what you need or want financially. And then you see other people, aka your husband or significant other, your partner, spend money. And then there's all that emotion that goes with it. So you have groceries, which you talked about on our first show together about your prioritization of healthy
mm-hmm.
food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not negotiable.
Correct.
And for most households, you do need to make sure that you have what you need in the area of food. And that gets to happen.
Right.
That gets to happen. I have a client who has 5 kids. Like, yes, you get to prioritize making sure that there's food in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that first.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a budget strategy. That's a like, hey, let's just prioritize what we want to spend our money on.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And then you have gas, of course, you're going to spend money on gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about your spend buckets.
It's super interesting that came in like third and fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, above the other gifts or travel, like that came in third and fourth. Uh-huh. And the reason it came in is because that is a slow release valve to be able to work the system and the budget as we've set up. Mm-hmm. We have that money then for us, and he can do what he wants with his pot, and I can do what I want. And it makes sticking to our system or process easier for me, because that's our money that we get to do with what we want, and we don't judge it. We don't question it. It just is.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
We do that in our household too.
Yeah. That's where I got the idea. Mm-hmm. And it's made a big difference.
And both of you feel like then you have freedom.
Yes.
That's the number one word that I hear from my clients when we first start to work with them above mm-hmm. anything. What do you want? They want freedom. Mm-hmm. And we just define what that is. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep going. So you've got those priorities, and then do you mind sharing how do you fund that weekly?
So we fund it every 2 weeks.
With Dan's paychecks.
Right. And okay. he did get an increase in pay a little bit ago. And so it was $250. It was, I think, $200 or $250 for us every two
each?
Weeks. Yes. Or actually, no, I'm sorry, per month. Mm. $250 per month. Mm-hmm. And now it's $400 mm-hmm. per month that we get to choose.
Yeah.
And that is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we love that.
What do you spend your money on?
That's a really good question. So this is kind of funny. I'll bring this up. This is a little sticky, and I know you appreciate sticky.
Uh-huh.
So Swifty, I particularly like this very expensive electrolyte powder called UL powder.
Uh-huh.
It's at Sprouts. It's like $20 for a container. Have you seen it before?
I think I've seen you.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Right. So, and he loves soda.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think his soda should come out of his spend.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not a family situation, right?
Yeah.
And that's a little sticky because it could be grocery. So we're splitting hairs, right?
But he's the only one that drinks
it. He's the only one that drinks it. And then he's like, what is the only thing that you do? And I said, you know, you're right. That's true. I think I'm the only one that drinks the UL powder. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the only one that uses that. So we had just had the conversation like a week ago. So that is going to start coming out of
your spend,
my spend. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I can go to Costco and I'll get some lemons, and maybe I'll just use the lemons for a little bit, because that is expensive, right?
Yes.
It's a choice, it right? Is. So sports bras.
Yeah.
Get those on sale, $50 a piece, yeah. Like get those. Or what else did I get? Even if I, going out, like going on a trip, having some spending money.
Going out to dinner with the girls, something like that.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Buy me coffee at Pete's. Does that come out of your spend?
Does it come out of my
spend? So we went on a walk.
Yeah, we did.
We went to Red Rock a few weeks ago.
Yeah. That did come out of my spend. Yeah. Oh my goodness. And sometimes I go over, and for some reason I don't mind going over in mine, but I don't want to do that with the families.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean go over?
Like it'll show up if you go over in a category, it'll show up as red.
Yeah.
Like a negative. And I don't know, maybe. Oh, I know. Yoga.
Okay.
I joined a yoga studio, and that comes out of Gail's spend. So that's $129 a month. And sometimes that comes out and I'm like, oh, I forgot it was coming out now, and mm-hmm. I'll see a negative and then wait till the next pay period. I think, and I'm an edgy person, mm-hmm. so I think I like to push the envelope a little bit.
A little bit? Just a little.
And Swifty does not do that.
No.
He won't go over, and he won't.
Yeah.
He'll wait until he has it. I'm like, gosh, that's great. Like, and I do spend it.
I know.
Yeah.
I like to push things to the limit too.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got your spend buckets, mm-hmm. and then what's next? Because there's household spending. You've got two dogs, two boys.
We do. That's next. Household mm-hmm. is next. And you're right. That is the dogs, like pet stuff, haircuts for them, school pictures or cap and gown for Noah because he's graduating, things like mm-hmm. that. So that's household, and then travel and gifts.
Okay.
Is last. So those are our very.
You don't set up travel as a bucket, like a savings bucket?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
So you just have a monthly amount?
Yes.
And does it build up if you don't use it?
Yes.
Cool. Yes,
that's the idea.
Okay.
So if we, Like I just booked a ticket and I needed some extra miles. So I bought $60 worth of miles.
Gotcha.
And it came out of travel.
Okay.
Right.
What was the last one?
Last one's gifts.
Oh, gifts. Okay.
Yeah.
Being generous. And then are you, do you guys tithe? Is that in like a bills category?
We do. And that is in the bills category.
Okay.
Yeah. Week, it's categorized. So it's in week one and then week three. It comes out of week one and week three.
Yep. Right. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Lessons learned. So for those of you who are thinking, we're, you know, we have a good number of women in our world who don't have anything set up. And this has taken you probably, when was it? 2019? When shit went down?
That was 2020.
2020.
That was February 17th of 2020.
Okay. So it's taken 3 years.
Yes.
To get here.
Yes.
And that's important, I think, for anybody to hear is that it takes time. And it's still not a perfect situation because how many times have we talked about Swiftie Soda? We love you, Swiftie.
We do.
We love you.
We absolutely
do. This is girlfriend walk talk, though. Not the sodas, right?
Right.
And things will continue to come up and poke and pinch and make uncomfortable.
Right.
But I love that you just keep working. You just keep working on it.
And it wasn't, I mean, honestly, that devastation that happened to me in mm-hmm. February of 2020 that happened to the family, that wasn't the first time. Mm-hmm. That was like the fifth time.
It was the straw that broke the time.
Yes. Yes. So this had kept happening and I kept looking the other way or thinking it would be different without doing anything different.
Who can relate?
Like some sort of magic man is going to show up and make it different.
Yeah.
Until we started meeting regularly to make it different. That was it for me because I'm like, this isn't going to happen again.
I talk about that for myself too, is that real change has happened in my life when I was just over it
right. And
fed up. And how many years, for anybody listening, how many years have you tolerated the thing or the multiple things? And you get to a point where like, I'm sick of myself.
Right.
I am sick of this. This has got to change.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked Jimmy, so can we shift gears?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's super valuable.
Yeah.
Where can people find you if they have questions, if they want to know more?
They can email me.
Yeah.
Gail@gailswift.com. They can call me. 608-833-5482.
We've had guests on the show who get phone calls, so watch out.
Okay, that's fine. I dare you. I dare you.
I love that.
Call me about what though? To brain, like to,
I don't know if they just want to hear, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Encouragement.
Yes.
You can do it too. Yeah, absolutely.
You're so wise.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wise from experience.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And thick-headed because even that even doesn't work sometimes. Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
Right.
Oh my gosh. So Jimmy, for those of you who are listening, Jimmy's going to be on the show, who's my husband, and I just absolutely adore him, and so many people do. And he wants nothing to do with a spreadsheet,
right?
So Gail and you and Swiftie have had your journey, having been married for 25 years, mm-hmm. repeating patterns. You do the work to stay married, mm-hmm. and I want to acknowledge you for that. That's very admirable, and a lot of people don't. They don't do the work. They aren't in the question. They want it to be easy and money. Anything that you want to have that's different from what you have today is going to take effort.
Right. Absolutely.
You want a different body shape. You are who you are, but we talk about our health journeys all the time and what we're each going through to stay healthy and how much vodka we drink. I mean, all the things, right? Uh-huh. And, anyway, that was like kind of a tangent, but these are the things that you're talking to your girlfriends about. Mm-hmm. And so I want it to be relatable. These are the things that we talk about is like, what are we, where are we stuck? What are we hung up on? What do we just need to vent about? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll never change it, but you've got to have people in your life that you can do that with, which is why Jimmy, he's so funny. So two things I was going to share about Jimmy is he can tell when I'm getting like my panties are getting bunched and I'm getting like tight and I need to talk. And he's like, are you going for a walk with Gail this week? Is this a Gail week? Because he knows when I come back from walking with you, I'm happier.
It's like an exhale.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is like, okay, let me get back on track. So I asked him because one of the things that I'm committed to this year is to break the cycle of credit card debt in the household.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are maybe new in my world, this is the first time you're hearing me speak. Yes, I'm a financial expert. And no, I do not take a hard stand on credit card debt mm-hmm. compared to other experts. We're going to go into debt certain times for certain things. And it's important that you're aligned with it. So Jimmy and I got into some credit card debt last year. And I wanted to talk to him about it. Like, hey, what are we yes. going to do about it?
Yeah.
I adamantly track my finances, definitely not in the same way that you and Swifty do, but I'm in my tracker daily.
Yeah.
With the tracker that we use in our world that I teach my clients daily. Like, mm-hmm. okay, moving money or looking at, okay, did these bills go out? And mm-hmm. if we spend this money here, what happens over in the next few months? Like, we have a way of forecasting out. And I said, babe, it would be really important to me that we sit down and talk. And he's like, no, thank you. I don't want to have anything. I don't want to look at a spreadsheet. I'm good. And that could be perceived like an F you.
Right.
What it means for me is that he trusts me.
Right.
And that we're working the plan. He doesn't exactly know what the plan is, but he trusts that there is a plan and he trusts that if there was something major we had to talk about, we would. But what I love about Jimmy so much and just, couples, not advice per se, but just mm-hmm. open conversation is that 2 minutes, he's got respect for the systems that are set up.
Right.
And he works the systems that are set up. So for like boundaries and stuff, right? He gets $250 a week.
Mm-hmm.
We negotiated that because mm-hmm. he got a raise last year.
Good.
He said, babe, can I get a raise in my allowance? So weekly.
Right.
He gets the $250, but he doesn't ever go over that. He never, like, he honors the system.
Good.
And we call it the Eagle debit card because it's got an eagle picture on it. Uh-huh. So he'll ask me, what card do I use? And I tell him. And so that makes me feel really good. Although I'd like to feel like we had that kind of conversation in our household. Maybe we'll get there at some point.
Yeah.
But that's what I have you and Dana for too.
Right.
So
right.
All things considered, it's I think really just important to have a system.
Right.
In place, and that people are using the system as it's designed, whether it's YNAB or Mint.
And
or
honestly, the system works if one person is using it.
Mm-hmm.
If the other person is just not interested, that's great. Mm-hmm. Way to go to let that happen and not try and make that something different.
Yeah.
Because that takes some wisdom right yeah. there.
Like, I'm not going to change this.
Right.
So why fight it?
Yeah, that's
and
hard.
I love him for trusting me. He's yes. like, you're the money person.
Right.
What am I going to say?
Unlike the kitchen.
Or anything else in our relationship. How many times have I been interrupted doing something in the kitchen because I'm not doing it the right way?
Babe, I got it.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't cut bread. Okay. Here you go.
Right.
Go for it.
Not with finances.
Nope. Not with money.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
I like that thought.
Yes.
It is your lane. It's time for us to take a break.
Okay.
That flew by.
All right. Flew by.
We're going to take a break. So my question to you as a listener is we take a 2-minute break and some of you might fast forward through the commercials and some of you might just tune out for a couple of minutes. Whatever you choose to do in these next couple of minutes is be in the question about for you, what's working and what's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What's not working? What could be shifted? And what do you just need to surrender to?
Mm.
Gail and I, we do a lot of surrendering.
Every day. Every single day.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to come back after break, continue this conversation. If you have questions for us, shout out on Savvy Money with Lisa. Gail already gave you her phone number.
Did I get it?
Text her.
Did I say it?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes right here on Real Money.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Not enough women are talking about money, and I am on a mission to change that. The truth is, so many women feel shame and guilt about the choices they are making financially. And if this is you, I want you to hear today that you are not alone. We are so capable of feeling confident about the choices we are making with our money. The problem is that for so many women, money isn't relatable. Industry experts are talking over your head. And this show is the perfect place for you to improve your confidence and relationship with money. With Real Money, I share real stories of women who are tackling their most difficult financial challenges. We are here to help you hear and understand that you are not alone in feeling lost or confused about your finances, so that you can build your confidence to learn how to make the right choices today. With Real Money, you're going to learn from other women how they tackle their biggest money challenges so that you can get out there and start creating the stability, freedom, clarity, and fun you've always wanted. Join me, Lisa Chastain, each week as we talk about real money with real women for real life.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
You are listening to Real Money with Lisa Chastain on the Voice America Business Channel. If you have a question for Lisa or her guests, you can call into the show at 866-472-5789. That's 866-472-5789. You can also send an email to Lisa at lisachastain.com. Now, let's get back to the show. Here is Lisa Chastain.
It's me. It's Lisa Chastain. And Gail Swift. Now, so I'm here with one of my best friends, Gail Swift, and we can talk for hours, and we have talked for hours. So this is just an hour show. You're just getting a little snippet of what it would be like for us to be together forever, forever. Ashley's in the studio too, and we've ridden in the car to Zion, of us, for like hours, and just the conversation never ends. So
The question book. Right.
Ashley, we were talking to Ashley at the break, though, and she dropped kind of a bomb on us because we were like, what do you want to know, Ashley? So fun fact, Ashley's 33, I'm 43, and Gail is 53. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should have us all back on a show once and have this conversation, because it's so different decade to decade. Mm-hmm. What's important to you at 23 is different at 33, which is different at 43, different at 53, and so on and so forth. So having conversations with women in different decades, our priorities are different. Your priorities and my priorities are actually similar. Mm-hmm. We have a lot in common. You have two boys. I have two boys. Mm-hmm. We're in similar parts of our careers, the things. But Ashley said something that was really interesting. And so we'd love to hear your take on this in the show. Shout us out on Instagram.
Yes, please.
About the lack of stickiness.
Or
what was the word, Ashley?
Consistency? Staying with something.
Commitment. Where do we go with that, right? Because if we were talking, okay, so Gail and I yesterday, Sunday, we're talking about pace. And I got coaching, actually. So I'm doing some work with a chiropractor to help with my spine and healing. Mm-hmm. And I had said, when does this pain go away? Because mm-hmm. I have pain, like chronic pain in my right shoulder. And he said, I've been told several times that pain in the right shoulder, pain in the right side is masculine or work related. Mm-hmm. And so he asked me, this was after I had seen you yesterday, but he asked me what isn't going fast enough?
Mm. Everything.
Everything.
Right. Everything.
All the things. So I guess relating back to Ashley's question is one of my biggest lessons about money. And relationship is my relationship with time. Mm. And I know we've had really great conversations about God's timing versus our own timing. Mm-hmm. And financially, to have anything, I think, worth having, it takes commitment. Mm-hmm. It takes commitment. It takes commitment to get out of debt.
Right.
It takes commitment to put money in a savings account.
Right.
It takes commitment to work toward buying a home and then to keep the home.
Right.
You have to be committed.
Yes.
So if I were to pull Ashley over, what's the conversation going on with young people, younger people than 40 and 50? For some of my, for a lot of clients that are coming to me that are in their 20s and 30s,
right.
They want ultimate freedom.
What does that look like?
Traveling.
Okay.
Nomad traveling, living out of a van, living one place for a few months at a time.
Commitment, like they don't want, they want, basically they want to do what they want, when they want to do it, with who they want to do it with.
And not commit to the thing.
Well, that's freedom. That's what I want. That's what you want.
Yeah.
How is that different? How is that different then?
Well, with money, I think what's really interesting about that is that there's the idea of how it should be.
Like the social idea about the world and how the perception is. Okay. Keep going.
How it should be.
Right.
And that the pain, I think that what any of us are in is that we think our lives have to look a certain way.
Mm.
And they don't.
Is that an age issue?
No.
Is that an age thing?
No. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's just a values thing.
Okay.
What are my values?
Okay.
What are my values? And am I living according to my values?
Right. Right.
Versus how I was socialized or how my parents are living.
So when people don't pay attention to that and they don't take the time to recognize their values.
Mm-hmm. They're in a lot of pain.
They're going to be falling short of whatever they want or need in their own life because they're going to be living and doing things for something else, for someone else. And Bronnie Ware said that is the number one regret of people on their deathbed is they wish they would have done what they wanted to do and not done what someone else asked them to do. The number one regret.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
That's super powerful.
Right. And in order to get there, do you believe that you have to know where you stand? You have to know mm-hmm. your values in order to get there, or you're going to be riding on the coattails of someone else's values. Are we on the same page
with
that?
We're on the same page with that.
Are 20 somethings on the same page with this?
They are. And I think that probably the hardest thing, which is why I love this show, I think the hardest thing is finding people that they can relate to. There's a lot of advice out there. There's a lot of advice out there about what you should be doing.
Right.
And I don't think it resonates, but then where can you go that isn't telling, like where you're not getting that kind of advice of like, you have to live your life this way. You have to do money this way. You have to get married at a certain age. You have to.
Which is the last thing that you're about.
Totally.
That's the last thing you're about. So
I don't want anybody to tell me what to do.
No,
neither do
that,
you.
Right. No, I get that. But then in turn, that's what we don't tell other people what to do because we believe that they have it in them inside themselves to figure it out.
Amen.
So you ask amazing questions about people, mm-hmm. getting to know them and finding out what their values are. And that's the benchmark that you use for their finances.
Yep.
And if you want freedom, if you want to travel, if you want to live out of whatever, and how important is that? And that will have something to do with your finances.
And it does take commitment.
It still takes commitment.
Yeah, that's hard. And that's not easy.
It's not easy.
For anyone.
Right. But there's a difference. There's a difference between what I mean, thinking or trying and committing. So committing to things, I don't commit to very many things a day because they're hard to keep your commitments. I make commitments to what's important to me. This, you and me here today, this is my only commitment for today,
mm-hmm.
right? If I cannot make more than 3 a day because that's exhausting and I don't think it's humanly possible. So deciding on the front end what is super important to you and what you need allows you to make the commitment to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Making it on the front end and not letting it happen to you in response.
What do you think was going on? So, you know, if you're curious to keep referencing what had happened with Gail and Swifty
mm-hmm.
years ago, long story short, they were, you had discovered kind of unknowingly, but probably unconsciously right. knowing that you had $50,000 in debt.
Yes.
That it was like a bomb got dropped.
Yeah.
But in that lane, what do you think for you was going on about the conversation, about what I want, the life? Because this is something I think anybody listening to the show can learn from because we've done a lot of reflection. We've had really great conversations about, I was just pretending not to know, but there was a payoff for that. Because you were in Vegas, not wanting to be in Vegas. And then there was a payoff for just letting Swifty run the finances what are some of those connections to commitment and vision for your life? Because you weren't necessarily like coming to Vegas wasn't a part of your vision.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But what's the connection in your mind? What's the connection with that? Like the Vegas move?
I don't know. I'm just curious to know, like, because you got off track.
Yeah, I got off track.
Financially. But you were off track in
general. I was off track before I got here.
What were you off track with?
I was off track before I got to Vegas.
Yeah.
That just exacerbated it.
What were you off track with?
My family. I was raising the boys. I was raising my family. It felt like finances for me, when I was single, I was really good at it and I handled it very well. And now that he was the breadwinner and I was staying home with the kids, I almost felt like I didn't have as much of a say or couldn't run the way I wanted it to run. So I threw my hands up in the air and just gave it all up and focused on the kids.
Mm.
Again, I guess committing to too many things, and that was not on my plate to commit to, nor were asking the questions, my value questions. But I was living out my values. I think people live out their values in their time.
One way or the other, they even do. If they're not communicating.
Correct.
It. Yep.
And my value was the kids and not the finances at the time.
So it was basically F it to the finances.
Right. Because I'm very black or white.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very black or white. And that just wasn't working with a family. And I didn't have it in me at the time to do both. So I thought that was my mindset.
Mm-hmm. But having kids was a part of the vision.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It took 5 years to get them. And I left my good job to make sure that happened. And I would have lived on so much less in hindsight. I have no regrets mm-hmm. about what happened at mm-hmm. all. I did what I wanted to do. I was living out my values and making a commitment to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I acknowledged it or not with my voice, I was living it with my actions.
Yeah. That's, I think, a really great takeaway too for the listeners is where are you living out in your actions?
Yeah. Those are your values.
I always say that you show me your money, I'll show you what you value.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you aren't where you want to be financially, it's actually, that's the conversation that we start in versus let me just show you how to put a budget together. Like what's important to you?
Why would that be incongruent? Why wouldn't that match up? If people are living the way they want to live, but saying they want something else.
Mm-hmm. It's that picture in the head of what you think it should be.
So you're saying that they're living for something or someone else besides what they really want, and it's showing up in their finances?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're off track in your life,
mm-hmm.
take a deep dive into where your money's going.
Okay. And ask if it's your decision.
Ask, what is the purpose of making these choices?
Okay.
Ask, is this really indicative of what I really want?
Right.
Gerald Zaltman did a study, which I teach about in my world, of spending. And he interviewed people. And even though people say they want something, let's say that they say, and you might say this as a listener, I want to be out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
95% of our purchasing decisions are in the unconscious, subconscious mind. So even though you say you want something, unconsciously there's something else going on mm-hmm. that it could be sabotaging you, or there's a value there
mm-hmm.
or a belief there
mm-hmm.
that's saying, no, not really. But I think I should get out of debt because that's what people tell me I should do. Or I think I should buy a house because that's what people tell me I should do. Or I think I should, you know what I mean? Should. I want all these things. But then you're living out your values every single day. Just
right.
be willing to take a look at that. And it could be opposite okay. too.
So what about the people that are doing what they're doing? And if they just acknowledge that this isn't by them,
mm-hmm.
Is that powerful when you can acknowledge to love yourself where you're at? Do you think that's the ingredient then to move on when you can recognize that this is where you're at right now and that's okay?
Acceptance.
And accept it?
Yeah.
For me, I feel and believe that until that's acknowledged, mm-hmm. you're going to keep going down that rabbit hole.
In resistance.
Right.
In resistance. That's, yeah. We were talking about this yesterday. So, and I had this epiphany over, I've had this epiphany over and over and over and over again. And when it, whenever it's going to land, it's going to land. But I have thought, or, you know, because this is what successful entrepreneurs are supposed to do. They're supposed to build multi-million dollar businesses. They're supposed to, we've had this conversation so many times, right? They're supposed to build $10 million businesses, whatever. And then I look at my game plan for my business, and I look at my life today, and I have everything that I could ever want or need. Everything. So what's going on that I keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing toward these bigger goals? Mm-hmm. I don't want to limit myself.
Right.
And at the same time, why can't I just be happy with where I'm at? Why can't you just be happy with where you're at? And as a listener, why can't you just choose in to the life that you have today?
Right.
And then it's, well, because I want these things. If you, all you resist is the fact that you don't have these things, you're going to be in resistance, not moving toward those things. Right. You have to accept where you are
right.
to get where you want to go.
Right.
That was just a rabbit hole of a conversation. I hope that made sense. This is like, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I are both, we're content and we have everything that we want and need, and recognize the relationships in our lives are extremely fulfilling and worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Doesn't cost any money to go for a walk. Mm-mm. I love
yes, money.
That. I love that. Yes, mm-hmm. that's true. I love the time for sure. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what about both? Can you do both?
What do you mean?
I guess it depends on what the focus is. Mm-hmm. If the focus is contentment, we talked about this yesterday too. If the focus is contentment, and then underneath that are the goals.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude,
absolutely.
Thank you, God, for everything I've ever had in my life. Thank you for what I have today. And there's more work to do.
Right.
And there's other things I'd like to be able to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're in motion and we're growing. Mm-hmm. And no amount of money is going to keep us from not growing.
Yeah.
I don't think. There's no amount of money when we get there, we're going to be like, this is great. This is it.
Yeah. That's the wormhole I think people get into. Like, when I have $1 million, when I have, no.
Yeah, no.
No. It's challenging me even to like think differently about, I'm always thinking about my relationship with money or my relationship with myself, my relationship with all the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where should we go from here? It's all right. We only have like 10 minutes left on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many things I want to talk about. Oh. There's so many things. Let's talk about Colby, because I think you have a unique perspective. So in my world, I talk about money types. Mm-hmm. I have a show on money types. If you want to know what your money type is, send me an email and I'll send you the quiz. Mm-hmm. But Colby, you're on a real mission and really passionate about people understanding what their brainwired strengths are, what right. their cognitive right. strengths are, and how right. they operate. Different people, we were talking about this earlier on the show with Swifty and you, mm-hmm. prefer different ways of operating. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to money, mm-hmm. if you were to take the Colby, mm-hmm. for anybody who is going to take the Colby, and Colby actually has a financial dynamic to it.
They do.
So if yes. you want me and Gail to support you with that, right. if you really want to know,
right.
we can support you with that. But there's fact finder, follow through, quick start, and implementer.
Correct.
Yes. How are they all different with money?
Well, let's talk about your husband.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about your husband and my son, Tyler.
Yeah.
They initiate action or take action in implementer, which is the hands-on. And therefore my son appreciates literally physical buckets of money.
He does.
He does. We talked about containers full of money, and he separates out his money in physical containers so he can see the money. That's very important to how he works. The spreadsheet that my husband and other son made for him, he's like very frustrated with it. He's doing it because he thinks he should. He's using it lightly, but the real power for him is in the physical tracking because he needs his hands on the money. Mm-hmm. My husband is into the details, which would be the fact finder portion of it, which is why he can handle YNAB, right? And he can do the details in the very tight little boxes with the plus.
I know. That's right. Why I hate budgets. Right.
And that's not me either. I am definite big picture person and very forward thinking. So I am asking questions like, what's next? What do you want to do? Let's dream about the car. Let's think about this place. And I am a big dreamer and I have forward thinking. So my way of, I would say, handling the budget is not necessarily YNAB, although it works for our family.
And YNAB stands for you need a budget.
You need a budget.
It's NAB.
It would be what you teach, mm-hmm. your spreadsheet, and mm-hmm. a very big picture point of view, coming in, coming out. That's my sweet spot.
What's the flow?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Noah, my son, is in follow through. He initiates action in that mode, which is charts and graphs and diagrams. So he made the spreadsheet. And as a matter of fact, he made a spreadsheet that works for him mm-hmm. because Mint or Quicken or YNAB wasn't working for him. So he made one that works for him right now, and it's changeable with his age. As a matter of fact, he just took all the money out of the family finances because we're not organized enough. And
what?
Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. He exited all of it out of our...
From Charles Schwab? Or from...
Everything out of where we have our, like, US Bank, wherever he had any money.
Oh,
For him.
Oh, right.
He pulled it all and then made his own account so he could organize it his way.
I love that.
Right. And that, yeah.
And is he fact finder? He's
follow through.
Follow through.
Yeah.
That's so interesting to me. Where my brain goes almost immediately is that whoever you are, mm-hmm. you're going to learn from people to do things more effectively as you are. Mm-hmm. So if you're a follow through, find someone who's a follow through.
Absolutely.
And be mentored by them. If you're a quick start, find someone who's a quick start. And we're doing that work in our company now, thanks to Colby,
right.
to say, okay, these clients need different kinds of things based mm-hmm. on who they are. Mm-hmm. And there's no wrong or right way to manage money. Or your life.
Right.
There's just different ways.
Right.
Based on who you are.
Yes.
And you owe it to yourself as a listener. And Gail and I, you know, I want to kind of close the show with some perspective mm-hmm. on and learnings is that who you are over time is your priorities and your values might change. Mm-hmm. Your cognitive brainwired strength will not.
Correct. You're right.
Which is a huge distinction. How you work is how you work. I know, Gail, you took the Colby 30 years ago, right?
1991.
Oh, more than 30 years ago. Well, how long ago was that? 91, 2001, 40 years ago?
No.
91, 30.
Yeah. You were right the first time.
Do math in my head. And that has not changed.
No, it hasn't.
But because you didn't know what you didn't know, we try to stuff ourselves into a box of how it should be.
Right.
And then you hit your set, and then you're like hitting your head up against the box.
Caused a tremendous amount of pain.
So much pain.
Yep. So much pain. I tried to alleviate the pain. That didn't work. And then I had to figure out how to do it my way.
Yes.
Which works.
It does work. With 2 minutes to close, I know where to, just like that. I mean, we can talk for hours. really hoping the listeners are getting some value out of this because we're just like talking.
Yeah.
With 2 minutes to close, 23-year-old Gail was the same Gail mm-hmm. living very differently. What's one lesson that you can share with the listeners about today, 53, looking back on younger Gail,
right?
What's a lesson that you can share, a piece of nugget of wisdom?
Take the time to figure out how you work and what's important to you. And don't let anyone get in the way of that. Mm. Don't let anyone get in the way of it. And if you question something, question everything. Keep asking questions.
Amen.
And keep growing, but don't let anyone get in the way of how you work.
Stay curious.
Mm-hmm.
Stay curious. Mm-hmm. I taught a class yesterday. This is a perfect place to wrap up. I taught a class Saturday to the women that are in Savvy Money University. And Lynn Twist talked about the unquestioned answers in life. And as a listener, if you take anything away from this conversation, is what are the unquestioned answers in your own life? Your own finances. Get curious about the purpose of what you're doing and why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work for you, have the courage to change it. And to Gail's point, don't let anyone tell you that you can't, that you won't, that you shouldn't. But it does take the time to get to know yourself and get curious about that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We got to go.
Thank you.
I'm sad. I'm sad the conversation has to end. I feel like it just stops going. This was great. Thanks for being on the Real Money Show. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Yeah. For my listeners, I will be back next week with a brand new topic, a brand new guest. We want to hear from you. I want to know, Ashley wants to know, Gail wants to know what's important to you. What kind of content can we continue to curate for you that's valuable for you? Let us know. Shout us out. You can email me at lisa@lisachastain.com or on Instagram, Savvy Money with Lisa. And we'll share out the clips from this episode. Also, you'll get to see Gail and her beautiful face. And stay in touch. Keep listening. Keep sharing. And stay curious. We'll talk to you next time on Real Money.
Thank you for listening to Real Money with Lisa Chastain on the Voice America Business Channel. Miss the opportunity to call in but have a question for Lisa regarding one of today's topics? You can send an email to Lisa@lisachastain.com. We will see you next time.